Let all mankind recognize my unfathomable mercy. It is a sign for the end times. After it will come the day of justice. These are the words of Jesus spoken to Saint Faustina Kowalska as recorded in her diary. Some people sometimes mistakenly think that divine mercy means that we can sin as much as we want, and God will let us get away with it. This quote from the diary of Saint Faustina demonstrates that, in fact, the opposite is true. God is extending his unfathomable mercy to us because these are end times. If we fail to repent and fall into the arms of his mercy, we will fall into the fire of his judgment. In the Epistle of John, First Epistle of John, it says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just, and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Saint Faustina was a Polish nun who had visions and visitations from Jesus and conversations with him. He told her many things about God's mercy, including he gave to her, described to her an image of God's divine mercy being poured out of his sacred heart. This is the image here. It represents the risen Christ, whose hands and feet still bear the marks of the crucifixion. And when she asked about the meaning of the rays coming from his pierced heart, Jesus explained, the pale blue ray stands for the water, which makes souls righteous. The red ray stands for the blood, which is the life of the souls. The church has interpreted this to be that the blue ray is the waters of baptism, and the red ray is the blood, the precious blood of the Eucharist. And at the very bottom of the image are the words, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus also asked for a feast of divine mercy to be established on the first Sunday after Easter. That's today. Pope John Paul II promoted devotion. He promoted it widely, devotion to the divine mercy. And he canonized Faustina on April 30th, 2000, and he established the Divine Mercy Sunday that same year. The revelation to Saint Faustina is important for our time. It's important because there is confusion in modern times, inside the church and outside the church, about the relationship between judgment and mercy, about the very idea of mercy and what it means. Some people think that the church is too judgmental and we talk too much about sin. They quote Luke chapter 6, verses 36 and 37, where Jesus said, be merciful as your Father is merciful, and judge not as you will, and you will not be judged. And they say, see? And they think that we should talk more about God's mercy and less about God's judgment. But the fact is that God's mercy and God's judgment go hand in hand. They're inseparable. You don't have one without the other. If sin is not a problem of ours, why do we need mercy? There's no need for forgiveness if there's nothing to forgive. When Jesus revealed the divine mercy to Saint Faustina, he warned her with these words, before I come as a just judge, I first open wide the door of my mercy. He who refuses to pass through the door of my mercy must pass through the door of my justice. The church, in her wisdom, has always held judgment and mercy together. This is true even in our liturgical calendar. Last week, we observed the Holy Triduum. Liturgically, we moved from the foot washing to the cross to the empty tomb. That is because God's mercy was purchased with the blood shed on the cross for our sins. That was the price of our salvation. And today in our gospel reading, we see Jesus instituting another sacrament, the sacrament of penance and reconciliation, and giving it to the apostles and their successors, giving to the apostles and their successors the power to forgive sins in his name. He said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." From this, we see that God's peace, which we all want, God's peace is inseparable from repentance and reconciliation. One of the best illustrations of the balance between God's mercy and God's judgment is the story of the woman caught in adultery that we find in John chapter 8. There was no question about her guilt. She was caught red-handed. And the prescribed punishment for adultery was death by stoning. The Pharisees thought that they trapped Jesus, and they could force him to choose between judgment and mercy. But Jesus turned the tables on them when he said this. He said, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her." And then St. John tells us, quote, "When they heard it, they went away, one by one, beginning with the eldest. Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus looked up and said to her, 'Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?' She said, 'No one, Lord.' And Jesus said, 'Neither do I condemn you. Go and do not sin again.'" See, Jesus did not condemn the woman, but he did judge her. He called her adultery for what it is: sin, clear breaking of God's law. And he clearly commanded her to stop doing it. Jesus showed mercy, but he also spoke truth and demanded repentance. And while Jesus did not condemn the woman, God's truth did. Adultery is a sin. It's a clear breaking of God's law, and it would be neither truthful nor merciful for Jesus to let the woman go away without confronting her adultery. Because if she were to continue going on sinning, she would be subject to eternal damnation. Remember, admonishing sinners is a spiritual act of mercy. The problem is that we live in a world today that refuses to confront people on their sin. It is a world that trivializes sin, even inside the church. And in my opinion, the trivialization of sin is one of the biggest problems of our age. Yes, it's in our fallen nature to sin, but it's also in our fallen nature to make excuses for sin and to trivialize it. We mistakenly think God, in his mercy, will let us off the hook. Well, Jesus forgave sinners, but he never let them off the hook. He was always clear and honest with them. He demanded repentance and amendment of life. Because God's mercy can never be separated from God's truth. Judgment and mercy go hand in hand. They are interdependent, and you don't have one without the other. So, God has given us the sacrament of penance and reconciliation. And God has given us the Feast of Divine Mercy. One day a year, the floodgates of divine mercy are open. We can obtain a plenary indulgence. And here are the requirements. Today is that offer of divine mercy. Today the floodgates will be open. Today we can obtain a plenary indulgence. And here are the requirements. We must be in a state of grace. Confession is required for that. We have God in his mercy, the church has decided, grants a window of 1 week on either side of today. So you've got until Saturday to get that confession in, as long as you intend to make that confession and get there. And by the way, we have confession every Wednesday here at 10:30. You must be detached from every affection for sin, including venial sin. In other words, in your heart, you need to reject sin. Just like our baptismal vows said, do you reject sin and do you reject Satan? And for our children, we say yes. Or the adults who were baptized Easter Vigil said, yes, I reject sin. You need to, in your heart, reject sin. You need to take part in prayers and devotions in honor of divine mercy in the presence of the Eucharist, whether it's exposed or in the tabernacle. And we will have adoration today at 3 p.m. We will have benediction today. Following, we will have a sung chaplet of divine mercy here in the church at 3 p.m. so that you can get all of these requirements filled. Beyond that, you need to recite in Our Father and the Creed. That's in the chaplet of divine mercy. And you need to pray for the intentions of the Pope. So let us thank God for the miracle of his unfathomable mercy and forgiveness given to us for these end times before the day of judgment. His mercy, remember, was won for us by the crucifixion of Christ, and it flows out of Christ's pierced heart. Jesus said to Saint Faustina, I desire that the Feast of Mercy be a refuge and shelter for all souls, and especially the poor sinners. On that day, the very depths of my mercy are open. I pour out a whole ocean of graces upon those souls who approach the fount of my mercy. The soul that will go to confession and receive Holy Communion shall obtain the complete forgiveness of sins and its punishment. On that day, all the divine floodgates through which grace flow will be opened. Let no soul fear. Let no soul fear to draw near to me, even though its sins be red as scarlet. Jesus, we trust in you. Saint Faustina, pray for us.